Daybreak, 1 Kings 13, 1 through 34. Devotional focus verse. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, "It is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slayed him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him." 1 Kings 13, 26. Do you remember trying to get your own way as a child by playing one parent against the other? When Dad said no, you may have tried to circumvent his answer by talking to Mom instead, hoping to get the yes answer you really wanted. If your parents were communicating, they discovered your ploy, and you discovered that no really meant no. As children of God, we learn in 1 Kings 13 that when God says no, he really means no. God instructed the prophet of Judah not to eat or drink until he returned to his own land. The prophet of Judah clearly understood this command, for he did not accept wicked King Jeroboam's offering of refreshment. However, when the old prophet lied and tempted the man of God to eat and drink, he gave in. The prophet of Judah wanted God's no to be yes because he was hungry and thirsty. We can be tempted to disobey God when we want something he says we should not have, or we want to do something he says we should not do. If we let our wants rule us, then like children, we will try to find someone who will tell us that what we want is okay, even if it is clearly against God's word. That is a dangerous spiritual situation. We can learn from the prophet of Judah. Obeying God always brings benefits, although those benefits may not be obvious at the outset of a temptation. In every situation, God has our best interests at heart. If we submit our desires to Him and ask Him to help us, be willing to obey, we will win every time. Background information. King Jeroboam instituted the idolatrous golden calf worship because he did not want the people to go to Jerusalem to worship for fear they would give their allegiance to Rehoboam, king of Judah. The sin of Jeroboam, golden calf worship, was promoted by every future king of Israel. The law instructed that only those from the tribe of Levi were to be priests. The penalty for disobedience was death. Yet Jeroboam not only chose whosoever he wanted to be priests, he performed priestly duties himself. The prophecy concerning the desecration of the golden calf altar in 1 Kings 13:2 is amazing because it refers to Josiah by name. This prophecy came to pass approximately 300 years later when King Josiah of Judah destroyed the golden calf idols. Three miracles validated the authenticity of the prophet of Judah's message. The altar split, Jeroboam lost the ability to move his hand, and God restored his hand. Even after that, Jeroboam still made no move toward changing his ways. Lions were common enough in Israel during Old Testament times to cause concern for the people and animals. This attack evidenced God's control. The ass stayed by the prophet's body, and so did the lion, and the lion did not hurt the ass or devour the body. Conclusion: let us not fit God's word to our wants. Let us allow God's word to fit us for His kingdom.